بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا درویش نور دل سے چلتا ہے، لوگ عصا کی عصا تیک کر چلتے ہیں کیونکہ نابینا ہے. حضرت ابو بکر واسطی رحمۃ اللہ سیز دیٹ درویش از اے بزرگ ولی آف اللہ تعالیٰ، ون who has renounced the dunya and he loves only for the akhirat. So Durvesh, he walks with the nur of the heart. He walks in the light of the nur of the heart. He walks with it. That is his support. Where is the people, all of us? How the masses and all of others walk with the support of the stick? Because he said all people are blind. Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasti Ramtali, in this analogy, he depicts the condition of those people who are with Allah Ta'ala. Gives an example here that the Durvesh, those who are close unto Allah Ta'ala, they are not materialists. In other words, the people, in general, all of us, we are materialists. Their focus is on Allah Ta'ala, and our focus is on the dunya, on the asbab. Their focus of the focus of the Durvesh, the one who is close unto Allah Ta'ala, his focus is not on the asbab or on the causes, the material causes and the ways and the means. Whereas all others, all of us, we are materialists. Our gaze is on the dunya. If we do not, if we are not successful in something, then we become frustrated and despondent. Because it never occurs to us that this is Allah Ta'ala's intervention here, that Allah Ta'ala is the cause. He is the cause of all causes. Where is the one whose heart is full of this nur? Heart is full of nur, which where the nur comes from Allah Ta'ala. More the closer a person is unto Allah Ta'ala, the more nur comes from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Every second nur descends, and this nur searches for abodes, person searches for places wherein to settle, and the only places when this nur that comes from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala settles are in the purified hearts of the mu'minin. In the purified hearts of the mu'minin, the nur finds place. These are the abodes of the anwar that comes from the arsh. And then this, the purer the heart is, the more the nur comes, and comes in such abundance that it overflows the heart also. And then it is sometimes visible on the limbs also. Some awliya, such awliya one, Buzruk of in the early, among the early awliya, it's called Nuri, Hazrat Nuri Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Nuri Rahmatullahi is called Nuri because even the people, the ordinary people, could see the Nur on his face. So much Nur there was on him. Their focus is only on Allah Ta'ala. Everything that happens, whether it's difficulty, hardship, comfort, prosperity, problems, trials, everything, they are not concerned, they only understand. Their understanding is that this is from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Nuri Rahmatullahi, he was arrested in prison by the Sultan of the time because of his Amr bin Maruf, Nahi al-Munkar. He was very harsh in giving nasihat, and especially to the rulers and to the wealthy people. So he was arrested, and the Sultan was a cruel person. He ordered that he must be thrown to the lions. So on the day was arranged, and he was brought into the arena. And the hungry lion from the cage was let loose into the arena. And as the Sultan was there, all the people, man, huge crowds like a stadium, all of them came to witness now the scene, how this lion is going to tear him apart. Hazrat Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, he was sitting there in the center. He was not concerned at all because he's focused on Allah Ta'ala. He understood. We only speak, but we haven't got that heart. Then he understood that the lion can't do me anything if it's not Allah Ta'ala's hukum. The lion acts only according to the hukum, command of Allah Ta'ala. So he was sitting there calmly. And as the lion jumped from the cage, and as he approached Hazrat Nuri, came near, then he became calm. And he came and he circled him, and he smelled him and circled him and he sat down in front. And then there, slowly, the lion got up and he walked back to the cage. The Sultan, the people were very surprised. So they understood, this is a man of Allah Ta'ala. So he was, Nuri was brought back to the Sultan. Sultan had to free him now. So the Sultan asked him, say, when the lion came towards you, I looked attentively towards you, and I saw that you were deep in thought. What were you thinking at that time? So the Nuri said, I had forgotten the masala. The rule, is a lion's saliva, is it park or napark? Is it pure or is it impure? If it's a lion, you're going to lick me. Will I be najis? If you wash? That was that went through my mind. So this is the condition of this awliya nur. And about this nur, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ittaku firasat al-mu'min. Beware of the firasat of the mu'min. Firasat, it is that understanding and that wisdom which, and that vision which Allah Ta'ala creates by means of this nur in the buzruk, in the durwesh. Beware of his firasat. Now you cannot deceive him. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Because he looks at you with the nur of Allah Ta'ala. The nur of Allah Ta'ala, it is in his his heart. So this is the new. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasti Rahman said that the Durwesh, he walks at night and night. He lives in this dunya with his focus on Allah Ta'ala. That's why this dur. Where is the people, all of us? We are materialists. Which anything we attributed me only to the cause, material cause. So what happens when we suffer a loss or there's a trial, test we have to undergo, then we become frustrated and even panic. So that is, when a person panics, then it is a sign of his exceptionally far from Allah Ta'ala. At that time, one should not panic, one should focus on Allah Ta'ala. Obviously, we are not like these durwesh, we are not durweshes, but at least with our minds, we must understand that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Nothing can harm us, and nothing can benefit us if it is not Allah Ta'ala's hukum. So, if we lose something, we gain something, times of prosperity or adversity, difficulty, hardship, then we must have sabr and focus on Allah Ta'ala. Keep our focus on Ta'ala, increase dhikrullah. By dhikrullah in abundance, at least some will gain some understanding. I'm to gain this hal of the durwesh. They have completely renounced the dunya in every aspect. We are fully engrossed and lost in this dunya. Leave alone the acts of nawafil and ibadat. We are engrossed in sin, futility, mustaba, haram. So our first stage, our first step is to purify ourselves from haram, from Mujtama and from Lahu, from futility, and then the Zikrullah, it will have an effect now on us. And then the Nur, slowly, the heart will become Munawar, it will become full of Nur, and then we'll see things in a different light and understand that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. It acts only by His decree, His intervention, things happen, or things do not happen. Nothing is in the power of insan or of jinn or anyone else.